Super Hits 90.1 on Red FM. We're back. Ha, kani ka step bat perlok riga bengi ni ka por ngi dan si Clinton Massar. Ti idi we ni ginong shondor bla pau ba ni jala ka jungi bat i deru we u batrei man su bahan na ka bentak ba ka miat ha ke emlang salang ka jungi. Ti Clinton pila man chu introduce kam ha yala dia na ka bentak porok nong sngap jungi ke ik kam ka ba pitrei ha ka nung feel ka ba pipitan.
Okay, Kulish Bon Zach, and so glad that I'm actually here getting this opportunity. So basically, I'm a freelance photographer and also a professional social worker. I have done my bachelor's in social work and master's in social work, and that's how I'm actually connecting photography and social work, and that's how it come into an existence called the social change photography. So I do balance between these two because it really has been one thing where I really am interested working with children. And then I've really been involved in so many activities, so many NGOs, so many organizations with me organizing these kind of events and collaborating with organizations like A.W. Thomas is one of the organization, and it's also giving me a platform where I get to keep my talent, express my skills also, and I also like have this passion of working with children. So sometimes the finance is a very, very big problem, but yeah, that doesn't really matter also sometimes, but we just want things to get done out there. So at least for people to get aware of some of the things, especially for the rights, especially for women's issues or children issues or youth issues. So these are the kind of things that I've really been doing a lot. And yes, about Hidden Scars, a little bit about Hidden Scars. It's going to be a photo exhibition by the girls from the home. And it's really, really going to be one interesting exhibition because we're going to see pictures through the point of view of these girls of how they have been facing a lot through their lives. And it can be dark scars or it can be a happy moment for them or anything, but this is the time for them to get it expressed. So sessions that I would take with the girls, it includes motivational sessions, basic technical photography yeah. sessions, and basic editing. And that's how they really, really enjoyed it and like it. And yes, so that's how it also combines with a little bit of research too. Whenever I do these kind of programs, it's not just I met Mika and the superintendent and just be like, okay, we just want to do this program just for maybe and with no objective or anything. Yeah. So it's got to be a sustainable thing. It's a need-based assessment where we came into discussion that, you know, Mika, she felt the need that this is going to be interesting for the girls. And doing the session, it's really, really going to motivate them, going to inspire them. It's going to help them express their feelings, their moods, their emotions of how they want to see life in a very different way, or especially of what issues they want to talk about. And it's also going to be a voice to the voiceless, whoever is going to be there for that particular day.
And I think it's going to be a good platform for the girls as well. And guys, don't go anywhere. We're going to be back. And you're tuning into the most rocking station, 93.5 FM. It's rocking.